This was the crowd at the friendly spot as the Spurs won game one of the finals, 110-95. The Spurs both gained and lost double-digit leads throughout the game until Heat forward LeBron James was taken off the court due to leg cramps. Fan Gary Cooper says the first victory makes a statement.
It's proof positive that we're after revenge, we're after blood. We want the head of the king, and we want it now, and we're going to get it.
Even though it was only game one, Spurs fans wasted no time taking to the streets and sidewalks of downtown, cheering, honking, and celebrating. Celebrating in this fashion so early in a series is a rare occurrence that stands out from other teams and cities, taking even out-of-town visitors like Robert Charette from Boston by surprise.
Boston's got the Celtics, they got the Bruins, they got the Patriots, they got the Red Sox, San Antonio's got the Spurs. It's unbelievable.
So does this happen in Boston?
Not to this level. Not for basketball. No way. No way.
Many cars zoom by on Commerce and Market streets, waving flags, with people hanging outside of car windows and even riding on the roofs. This is just game one, but you can't contain the spirit of a city that wants a fifth championship this badly. Another fan, Liz Moreno, says that she wants LeBron to be back in the game for the rest of the series.
He was crying like a baby, but in order to be the best, you gotta beat the best. So hopefully, I'm sorry, if he's better, get back in the game, because we want a better win. We want more excitement, because he actually, adds to the excitement.
Game two against the Heat is Sunday night at 7 p.m. in San Antonio. Joey Palacios, Texas Public Radio News.